Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for Cakes' entertainment page. And don't forget, 20 minutes from now, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Nationals opening day, which is Monday, April 1st, as they take on the Pirates.
How are we giving
at
on
Nationals
the way?
Park. TBD.
Nats trivia?
TBD. We'll figure it out.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm not really sure at this point, but I am sure that we're doing the EP. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models. Limited time only. More at BMWofFairfax.com. All right, Valdez was just raving about this story when he brought it to me. He said, you gotta Google these conjoined twins.
Yeah.
All right,
this is just very strange.
I don't know anything about these women because
I believe they grew up reality stars on TLC. You know how TLC
is? Abby and Brittany, yeah.
See, Valdez watches different TV than I do.
He does.
He loves pimple popping and he loves conjoined twins. He loves like oddities.
You know, I love oddities.
He loves oddities. He's a huge fan of that, and I'm not so much. But
if there was a circus in town with a bearded lady,
yes,
I'd be there.
You would definitely be there.
This is just the strangest thing ever.
So,
the Hensels.
Talk about Abby and Brittany Hensel. They're conjoined
Hensel,
twins.
So hot right now.
Okay, Hensel is hot. Now, follow me closely here. They're two separate people.
Mm-hmm.
But they share a torso, a bloodstream, and all organs below the waist.
Right, so they're not connected at the head. They're connected at the chest and shoulders.
Yeah, like
the torso.
Correct.
The upper torso.
Yeah, upper torso.
Now,
not the head.
Abby controls the right arm and leg.
Right.
Brittany controls the left.
Right.
Turns out that Abby is married. She got married to an Army vet named Josh Bowling back in 2021. Now, there's video from their wedding that shows Josh dancing. Now, he has to dance with both of them.
Right.
Okay, that's unavoidable. But he's only kissing Abby.
Yeah.
They currently work as fifth grade teachers in their home state of Minnesota. But it's just a weird thing that, like, he's married to one of the twins.
And
but the
another
other twin is along for the ride.
Yes, yes. One of her sister is along for the ride. That's the best way to put it.
Right?
Right.
Like, she doesn't have a choice.
It's a constant third wheel.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a bizarre
thing. It's the weirdest
and
thing.
And I feel so terrible
for them.
Abby and Brittany Hensel.
Of course. To, like, be born that way? Of course. It's awful.
They have to coexist as basically one body, but it's two separate people. With two heads.
Yes. There's a lot to digest.
Right.
Like,
there's a lot to unwrap here.
So if the one who's unmarried, if she were to get married, would all four of them live in the same house together?
I I guess
that would probably have to happen.
Be forced of course, to, right?
They would all sleep in the same bed.
Yeah. And the elephant in the room is the sex.
Yes, because they're both feeling the same thing.
Yeah, because they share
a torso, body,
torso, bloodstream, and this is important. Yeah. All organs below the waist.
Correct.
And then if you need one hand or one leg to do something, the other person has to control it.
Right.
I like how it took us 5 minutes to get to the real reason why he's printed this story. Because he wants to talk about sex with conjoined twins.
Yes, that's exactly why.
Again, right,
he's cut through all the BS here. Right.
That's why the story is so titillating.
No, I need to go to like the county fair with you. I need to go. And we need to go find the bearded lady or the world's smallest human that's on display. This is
it's just a weird thing.
Ripley's Believe It or Not together.
The Ripley's is right up my alley.
Sounds like it's exactly your thing.
So they're teachers.
They are teachers.
Do they teach different grades?
They currently work as fifth grade teachers in their home state of Minnesota.
How do you think it works?
They're probably
What do you mean?
Different grades at the same time?
No, I'm saying like one.
No,
teaches,
one does A day, one does B day.
One teaches a fifth grade.
I need to know: are they upset that Kirk Cousins left Minnesota and signed with Atlanta? They're probably upset. Now they're in the quarterback wilderness with Sam Darnold.
Well, and just for another 6 weeks.
For
and,
now.
And they'll have some
right,
answers.
Can you imagine if they did arithmetic and they had to do long division?
Who still calls it arithmetic in year 2024? It's math. Nobody calls it arithmetic.
It's just a weird.
It's a bizarre story, but again.
How old are they?
Drab, this is a window into his soul.
Yeah.
It is all about.
They're 34.
He wants to know how it feels and how it works.
He wants to know how.
Of course. Are you not curious, Drab? Don't act holier than thou.
I got twin girls. I'm not interested in their sex, these girls' sex lives.
Yeah, they're not conjoined.
And thank God they're not conjoined. Like, could you imagine their lives if they're conjoined? I mean, you want your twins to be close. Not that close.
It'd be awful.
Not conjoined
close. Too close.
That's a little too close. All right, Valdez, we've learned a little something about you.
What?
You're a weirdo. That's what we learned about
you.
If
I was the art teacher, I'd offer to put them under the construction cutter.
That's just so bad. Mm. You can split them right down the middle, right down the torso. Yeah. It's a terrible story.
Well, and the married couple's definitely going to want to have kids.
I would think. Yeah. It's got to be awkward.
Not sure if that's possible.
It's not possible.
No, I think the story basically said that
it is.
That yeah,
they
that
have
works.
All the organs.
That
it
everything
is possible.
Works. It's functional. Now, as far as childbearing, that
that's
part
a,
I don't
the
know.
Whole different story.
Functional as far as Valdez is
well,
concerned,
they could still probably figure it out.
Right,
they figured out everything else. It's just strange.
Let's move on to something lighter. Pop Tarts. You don't know who's starring in the Pop Tarts movie, the origin story, who wrote it, and I believe directed it.
Correct.
It's a pretty big name.
Hint.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
That's not a hint. That's actually his name. He's been contemplating the Pop-Tart origin story for years. He made his artistic vision clear in a 2018 post on Twitter. He said, quote, "At one point, I was thinking about an invention of the Pop-Tart movie. Imagine the drunk on sugar power Kellogg cereal culture of the mid-60s in Battle Creek, Michigan. That's a vibe I could work with. It's coming to Netflix on May 3rd. It's got a pretty big cast, too, aside from Jerry Seinfeld. Cast includes Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Hugh Grant, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Bill Burr,
our boy,
former Junk's guest.
We haven't had Bill Burr on in years.
Has been quite a while.
He's just too big of a star.
James Marsden, who was the star of Jury Duty, he's also in the mix. Bobby Moynihan and Fred Armisen, some SNL alum there. So that is coming to Netflix if you're into that sort of thing.
I promise I will not watch the Pop-Tart story.
I think I'll watch it.
You're going to watch it?
Sure. Right. I'll give it
no
a watch.
No interest.
This next story is not very shocking, and it's an excuse for Valdez to play a hair metal band from the 80s called Cinderella. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, this is shocking, separates from her husband Ryan Anderson 3 months after her prison release. They gave a real go of it. I think they were married for less than a year. She announced the split in a post on her private Facebook account on Thursday.
Now remind me, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she killed her mom?
She killed her mom.
Or maybe the boyfriend killed the mom.
She was in on killing her mom because her mom brought her up.
Had Munchausen syndrome.
She had Munchausen syndrome where she told her
she was sick
and convinced her that she was sick with all these different maladies.
They had doctors giving her cancer treatment when in
she
fact
was completely
she was
healthy.
Right.
Yeah. The mom was psycho.
So the mom was murdered. She's became like a social media star. She was talking about how good her sex life was with her husband. And now they have, I guess, filed for divorce or separation. She said, my husband and I are going through a separation. I moved in with my parents' home down the bayou, down in Louisiana, down in Beamish country, the bayou.
That's right. He knows it very well.
I'm sure he does.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason, I think this...
When did we go to New Orleans for the Super Bowl?
That was the year after 9/11.
It was.
2002.
So it was 2002.
Yes.
And... did you get lost? What happened? You were walking. I thought you were walking back. Maybe that was Tampa. I thought you got lost or you were walking back from a bar.
No.
What happened?
I got lost in New Orleans.
Oh, it was in New Orleans, not with us.
Not with you guys.
Oh, okay. Was that spring break?
I was on my way to Houston to sell cotton candy during the summer. And we stopped in New Orleans. And shocker, I got too hammered on a bar in the French Quarter. I got separated from my group. Mm-hmm. I wound up in, let's just say, the wrong side of the tracks in New Orleans.
Mm.
And I was lucky to find my way back to my hotel with the aid of a good Samaritan.
Yeah. So did they drive you back
No.
or they just told you where to go?
He saw me walking through the neighborhood.
He said, you better get out of here.
He said, you shouldn't be here. And I said, can you help me get back to the, I think I was staying at a Days Inn.
Right.
He's like, sure, I'll take you if you can buy me dinner. So he took me to a soul food spot.
Bought dinner.
We had dinner together. We broke bread together. He escorted me back to my hotel.
Do you remember the conversation with the guy?
No, I don't remember the conversation whatsoever.
Right. So you bought him dinner, and then he walked you to the Days Inn.
Yes, and I passed out on the bed while everybody else from my party was still partying on Bourbon Street well into the night.
That's kind of a crazy story.
I couldn't keep up. You'll like this story, Jason. Jeremy Renner makes his acting return in Mayor of Kingstown. Season 3 trailer.
Oh, it's coming back.
Yep, it's coming back.
Hold on. You haven't seen any of the first two.
I haven't seen.
You haven't seen one
five
episode.
5 minutes of Mayor
so
of Kingstown.
Good. When's that coming out?
Let's see.
At the bottom, it says June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Oh, I love
Mayor
it.
Mayor of Kingstown season 3.
That's Paramount, correct?
I believe that is Paramount. I think I get Paramount Plus because I think I bought it at one point and don't know how to cancel it. I need to start watching... the show that you recommended to me, is it Lioness?
Lioness Special Ops.
Yeah, I need to watch that. And
unbelievable.
I need to catch up on Mayor of Kingstown.
I mean, you're just missing out on two fantastic shows.
I'm officially snoozing on it.
I have Paramount Plus only because my buddy gave me his login.
Well, I mean, they're definitely cracking down on that. Like, all of the big streaming services.
I'm just saying, it hasn't happened
at
yet.
At first, they're like, oh, yeah, people, you can share, whatever. Now they're like, okay, we want.
And
we
then
want,
eventually I have to buy it.
We want all of this subscription money coming to our bottom line.
Now, when did Renner have the accident?
New Year's Day, 2023.
Wow.
He broke more than, this is unbelievable, broke more than 30 bones, including 8 ribs in 14 places, his right knee, right ankle, left leg tibia, left ankle, right clavicle, and right shoulder. Also sustained injuries to his face and suffered a collapsed lung.
Lucky to be alive.
You think he's going to be hopping in one of those big giant snowplows ever again?
He was hit by a snowplow.
He was run over by his own snowplow.
Right.
Like he got out to help like a stranded motorist. I guess didn't put it in a park and the thing ran over him. He's lucky to be alive.
Lucky to be alive. You need to watch season one of Mayor of Kingstown. You'll be addicted to it.
Okay.
I promise you.
I will attempt to do that. Like there's just it's too much to watch. You want me to watch Mayor of Kingstown. Drab wants me to watch the light and whimsical Wonka with Timothée Chalamet. There's just too much going on. Valdez wants me to watch all the oddity shows.
Right. Oh, and I told you to watch Quiet on Set.
I started watching that. It's a little
disturbing.
Heavy. A little heavy, but I will continue it.
Is that about the guy Schneider?
Yes.
The TV producer?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty disturbing.
Amanda Bynes. And yes. She turns into... it's awful.
What happened
to Amanda Bynes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely is. All right, don't forget later in
How's
the
that
show,
guy not in jail?
It's a good question. Coming up later at 9:20, we'll talk Major League Baseball with John Shambi. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win Nationals opening day tickets right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.